Let's go back to St. Louis and bring in our good friend, the senior writer for MLB.com, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Marty?
Very good. Well, you were there for the Dodgers series, were you not?
Yes, I was.
All right. Cardinals come back, seventh inning forward. You know, I know you've seen a lot of baseball. How did that look to you, first of all? And give me an assessment of this Cardinal team.
They're kind of a non-entity. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, Matt Carpenter batted like .267 against left-handed pitchers all season. You know, winds up batting .385 against the Dodgers left-handers. You know, it's kind of typical of postseason where guys rise to the occasion. And Carpenter, you know, if you remember, came in, replaced Beltran a couple of years ago and hit a home run that helped beat the Giants in Game 3 of that series. So, you know, he's their hot player. But all their left-handed hitters seem to do situationally well against, you know, opposing left-handed pitchers. And if you were to tell me that, you know, Kershaw was going to let up 11 earned runs, 9 of them in the seventh inning of his 2 starts, you know, then I would have said the Dodgers have no chance of winning the series.
And they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. All right. Adam Wainwright, you've been around there for the last couple of days, and Baumgartner, it's you know, this is a classic pitching matchup with a slight cloud over it because of Wainwright's elbow. What do you make of it?
Well, this is what we were anticipating in Game 1 of the division series. It was Kershaw against Wainwright. Final score was 10-9. Every time you anticipate something like that, it just never seems to materialize. And I think it's going to be interesting because, you know, Wainwright did miss a start earlier in the season with tendonitis in the elbow. He had a dead arm period in August. The Dodgers scored 6 runs against him in 5 innings. That was their greatest output of the entire series. I think the rest of their starters let up 5 earned runs the rest of the way. So I think it'll be interesting in the first 5 innings to see what the Giants can do to get to Wainwright and really just what he has, because his pitching was not sharp whatsoever in Game 1 against the Dodgers.
Barry, you've watched baseball, God, for almost as long as I have, and I know you've seen every aspect of it personally in front of you. You look at this Giants team, and you look at a team that maybe could win. Could they win 3 World Series in 5 years if that happens? You usually see a ton of Hall of Famers, or 5 or 6 of them. What do you see on this Giants team? Any Hall of Famers here that you'd even think about?
Well, I think it's way too early. You know, Posey would have to have, you know, be able to extend out his career the way he's been playing since he was a kid. And Baumgartner, I mean, you know, look at him. They win, as you say, 3 world championships in his 5-year career. You know, he's been turned into a very dominant left-hander. You know, Lincecum, for your money, if you look at it, you know, he's had a good half of a Hall of Fame career already, even though he's fallen off the face of the earth at the second half of this year. But you look at the 2 no-hitters and the 2 world championships and the 2 Cy Young Awards, and that's a career that, you know, any pitcher would want to have right now and just retire. So, I mean, there are guys there, but, to the converse, is I've always admired the fact that the Giants of the 60s, who didn't have anything, had probably more Hall of Famers off that team than any team in history. The Yankees from the 50s don't have those kind of Hall of Famers off of that team, and they won practically every year from 1947 to 1964.
Wow, great perspective from Barry Bloom. All right, just basically, you know, win, baby, as Al Davis would say. Just win, and the Giants seem to get it done. Yeah, you know.
Both teams are kind of really the sum of their parts,
both
the Cardinals and the Giants. I mean, really, you look at the Cardinals right now, they're a complete non-entity. From the team that won in 2011, where you had La Russa as the manager, Pujols was your first base, and he had 3 home runs in 1 World Series game. David Freese won that World Series for them, you know, coming back from 2-strike count a couple of times. They don't have anybody like that anymore. And, you know, Mussini is a good, strong manager, but he's a young manager still. So, the Giants could very well win this series. I have no doubt about that.
Barry, the way the playoffs have gone, and, I mean, just from the first wild card game with the A's and the Royals, amazing excitement in that game. The Royals are still doing it, winning 2-0 today. against the Orioles in Game 2 of their series. But how do you characterize this playoff so far? We've seen some great pitching from the Giants. I gave the numbers before you came on. But how would you look at the overall playoff in baseball right now?
Well, I think generally, except for, you know, Bumgarner against the Pirates in that wild card game, which was a runaway, you've had generally very close games, more extra inning games than you can shake a stick at. A lot of one-run decisions or games that come down to the very end, teams come back. I mean, I think it's been a very exciting World Series. Really exciting postseason so far. And it's pointing towards, you know, a very even World Series. I think what you look at here is, you know, there's a parity of play in Major League Baseball now, and it's coming back to roost in the postseason.
Yeah, you know, again, it's bullpens for me. And, you know, we see a Wainwright, you see a Bumgarner. James Shields didn't do it. Tillman didn't do it. You look at, you know, the different series that we have here. Maybe Wainwright will do it. Maybe Lackey will do it. But I'm not so sure we're seeing the big dominant pitcher, the Jack Morris, the John Smoltz. It looks like this is one that you throw the ball out there and you better play good ball, and the bullpens will bring you home.
Well, I mean, I wrote about it the other day, 2 years ago, and I talked to Boach about it yesterday. I mean, Barry Zito emerged as, like, the big star of that series 2 years ago when Boach subbed him out to Bumgarner in Game 5, and then, you know, Zito led the Giants into the eighth inning and pitched a 5-0 shutout, and the Cardinals scored one run the rest of the way. I mean, you just don't know who's going to emerge as the star.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, the Giants' kind of, like, rotation is much in flux like it was 2 years ago. You know, you have Lincecum again in the bullpen. He's kind of like your Zito in waiting, I think, this year if they need to use him. You know, you have Peavy there where, you know, he's won 7 out of his last eight decisions with the Giants after going 1-9 with the Red Sox this year. And he always gets amped up in these things, but he seems to finally have corralled himself as he's gotten older and more professional, you know, with the experience. So it'll be interesting to see what he does tomorrow in Game 2. But, yeah, I totally agree with you about the bullpens. I mean, the A's left themselves without a bullpen. I mean, Sean Doolittle, in my mind, is not a closer. And for 2 years in a row, one time in the sixth and seventh inning against the Tigers, and this year in the ninth inning, he blew games that the A's could have won to go further on in the playoffs. And Billy left himself without a closer this year by throwing all his money into Josh Johnson.
Jim Johnson.
Didn't work out. Yeah, Jim Johnson, and that didn't work out. So, I mean, you know, and then you look at, you know, Washington with all the money they spent on Soriano, and, you know, they weren't even using him as a closer at the end. And their bullpen cost them the series. And the Dodgers literally had nobody to get from their starters to Jansen. And that's been the case all season. But it really showed up in this last series because, you know, talking to Donnie a lot about this, you know, basically he just said, you know, I'd take Kershaw on 3 days rest and gas in comparison to anybody else I had out there. And then he did and rolled the dice with it. And Kershaw at 100 pitches just tired, and his pitches flattened out. But he had nobody. I couldn't argue with him. I mean, every time he went to a reliever, whether it's Hal, Baez, whatever, Wilson, every reliever came into a game and let up a home run that cost them a game. So, yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, the Giants with their bullpen, you know, Bochy is the master at that. He's probably better than anybody in baseball at being able to utilize a bullpen, and I've always believed that. I've seen him do it even back with the Padres for years. You know, Kansas City's got a great bullpen, as you've seen so far. You get to that bullpen, and they just lock it down. And basically, Ned knows how to use those guys. So, you know, all the teams left, even Baltimore, although they didn't pitch great last night, Baltimore's had a bullpen, which has been very good all season. The teams that are left have got good bullpens. The Cardinals have a really good bullpen.
Yeah, consistency. Listening to analyze that, Barry Bloom of MLB.com, a senior writer, joins us. What you describe for me is consistency. And the Giant bullpen may be a little more consistent than the Cardinal bullpen. And in the American League, the Royals bullpen probably a little, you know, the seventh, eighth, and ninth guys know their role, maybe a little more consistent than the Orioles. And I think the issue is consistency, and that leads me to one last thought for you before you jump out of here. Defense. How's the Cardinal defense? How do you like the Cardinal defense? Because that's always a factor.
They're pretty good. I mean, they don't really make too many mistakes. You know, they catch the ball. They've got, you know, a fast outfield. You know, Holiday is probably their big wing on left. This kid, Greshek, who's been starting in the right, was a double-A player last year.
Right.
He's been very good. John Jay is a good center fielder. You know, their infield, Peralta's played great for them. You know, Wong has had a good first year playing an entire season. And like I said, Carpenter, he emerged as all-world in the last series out of nowhere. And it would be interesting, I wrote about that a couple of days ago, too, on what's his approach going to be against Bumgarner, who gives you a lot different look as a left-handed hitter than Kershaw or Ryu or any of these other guys. And it would be interesting to see how they pick it apart. I mean, they're a very fundamentally sound team all the way through, from what they do on the mound to what they do at the plate. It's very well thought out and very meticulous. And I think it comes from, you know, the top all the way down. I remember when La Russa was here, and he always preached, and still does now that he's with the Diamondbacks, is that you have to have everybody on the same page from ownership all the way down to the field for you to be able to compete and win a championship. And that's where I credit the Giants over the course of the years, as opposed to Billy across the bay. I think there's always conflict there between Billy and management, who's making the calls, trades that are made without, you know, because he has so much autonomy to do things there. I don't think the Giants ever really do that. I think Semien really relies on a team approach within his front office, and he certainly includes Bochy in the situation of what he needs and what he doesn't need, and they're always on the same page. And I think that's why you see, if you go back to your thought on consistency, the consistency really does start from the top of the organization all the way through, and that's where you have great organizations here with both the Giants and the Cardinals.
Yeah, boy, a pleasure having you on, and enjoy the day today. I hope maybe we can chat with you tomorrow and talk about this one today. But you can almost interchange the names, Cardinals and Giants, and just in your report and describe both teams that way. So this should be terrific. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm glad you're there, and I'll look forward to having you on again.
Sure, that'd be great. And I think it comes down to who executes and what the fundamentals are going to be in the series, who's going to win.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Hey, thanks, Barry. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, Marty, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, that's Barry Bloom, MLB.com, a senior writer.